Hey, it's Greg. This is the Square Pizza Pod, cooked up by Sherm Co.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Square Pizza Pod. In today's episode, Greg is in conversation with Gia Lynn Boythe, who is our Director of Family Empowerment, Charlene Mack, who is the Vice President of the National Partnership and Training of Innovate Public Schools, and Keturah Devine, who is a parent and part of Shermco's Family Empowerment work. In this episode, we will be focusing on the incredible training opportunity we have coming up in Charlotte related to our work, as we are fortunate to partner with a group called Innovate Public Schools and the Parent Leadership Institute. Innovate Public Schools is a nonprofit organization working to make sure that all students, especially low-income students and students of color, receive a world-class public education that prepares them for success in college, careers, and beyond. So in this episode, we will be sharing more about the Parent Leader Institute and this incredible opportunity in the connection to Sherm Co.'s family empowerment work. We hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Okay.
You'll tell us your favorite part about Charlotte, growing up here, Charlotte?
Ooh, the West Side.
Tell us about the West Side.
The blackness of it.
Okay.
Being able to oversee the odds. The community, the humility, the location, people.
We just got to go to the new T-Bar off Wilkinson.
No idea. What Pauline's. Was a T-Bar?
Pauline's. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yes. I think you know what I'm talking about. I haven't been there.
It's great. It's a black-owned, female-owned T-Bar. I think it's been open for a year or so.
Mm-hmm. Longer, I thought. They were open before COVID.
Oh, really?
I've been there before COVID.
What's the name of it again?
Pauline's.
Pauline's T-Bar.
Nice.
We went with, Charles Thomas from the Knight Foundation told us about it. And then I went with a meeting with Sam Smith at the Greenlight Fund. It was great.
They have no Wi-Fi had a good there. Time.
Yeah, she's like serious about no Wi-Fi, so people sit and talk and not on their phones or their computers, which is a bold move. It's like an operator, a business owner, but I appreciate it.
She does do tea parties for like moms and daughters.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And there's, I think, a fairly new black-owned coffee shop right across from Charlotte now, off Beatty's Ford.
Oh, yes. Archive. I have been there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I've been there, too.
Yeah. Okay, great. We're recording. Good job, guys. welcome to the podcast, y'all.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Ms. Yeah, Keturah, so glad to be here.
Miss Charlene, we'll do formal intros in a minute. Miss Gia is going to lead us through most of this. First, I'm going to say hello to the listening audience. Thanks so much for being here again and all your support of and for the podcast. And so this is a special episode where, as always, each episode is focused on interviewing leaders of color in the education and social impact space. We're doing that, of course, in this episode, but with this, a focus on a really incredible and powerful training opportunity we have coming up in Charlotte related to our work, connected closely to our family empowerment work that we've done at Sherm Co. for the past 6 years now, but also fortunate to partner with a group called Innovate Public Schools and the Parent Leadership Institute as well that Ms. Charlene is going to walk us through. And so really excited. We're going to kind of use this episode to introduce our guests, learn more about them. Gia is going to run it through since Gia is our director of family empowerment and runs this work day by day and thinks about it every night, hopefully, right?
I do think about it every night.
Perfect.
it's hard to fall asleep.
We're going to have some, I think, some really good conversations about family empowerment, about school choice, about equity, and most importantly, this training opportunity that we're lifting up and offering to every family across Charlotte and those that want to drive that aren't in Charlotte but want to come to Charlotte for the weekend.
Yeah.
Did I forget anything?
We're also inviting Ms. Keturah Devine as part of this podcast episode. She's been phenomenal in the family empowerment work.
Thank you.
Sure
happy
has.
To be here.
Let's start with quick intros. Ms. Keturah, tell the millions of people listening who you are. Yeah, girl, millions. What do you think?
Is it millions? Yeah. Really?
Well, of course.
Scary. Use your radio voice.
Yeah. Okay.
You have the voice for it. Introduce yourself to the world.
Yeah, tell the world who you are.
Hello, everyone. My name is Keturah Devine. I am a resident of Charlotte. I actually live in Mint Hill, a little suburb outside of Charlotte. I have a 7-year-old child, and she is currently in second grade. The way by trade, I'm a banker. I work for Wells. And, you know, the way that I came to be in partnership with Sherm Co. is through my child's elementary school, Movement School Eastland. Sherm Co. Came in and was partnering with the school, offering different events and things that the parents can be impactful with. And I thought, I'm that mom. I'm the one that wants to be involved. I'm the ones that wants to, you know, do the best that I can to give back to my community, give back to the school community. So it's really been great to kind of learn from Sherm Co. and learn from Gia and Greg and just have some type of impact, not only in my own child's education, but the education of other children as well. So thank you guys for having me here.
Of course. Thanks for being here. I would say we learn from you and with you, right? And hopefully you feel this, but let the families drive what the schools need to do to best support you all.
So absolutely.
Thank you for that and your partnership over the years. Miss Charlene Mack.
Mm-hmm. First of all, can we just like write that down? Let the families drive. That's going to be like the theme for this conversation.
Yes, ma'am.
So my name is Charlene Mack. I always introduce myself as the proud daughter of Pastor Charles and Connie Mack. Mm. I had the privilege of being raised by two of the best folks I know. My mom, they both passed in the past couple of years. My mom's birthday is today. And I always bring their name into the space because of what they grounded me in. So before I talk about what I do, I'm going to talk about why, if that's okay.
Please.
So like, when I was 11, my dad ran a leg of the Olympic torch, which is like a huge deal because we're this little black family, grew up on the west side, and he's from Sherrill, South Carolina. And I remember the day before they asked him at a prayer breakfast to pray about 200 people or so. And of course, being the dad he was like, Charlene's going to do it. So my little 11-year-old body walked down and I was like, oh, shoot, like, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to make my parents proud. And I remember praying and a gentleman interrupted and he was like, hey, you need to speak up. And without hesitation, I said, hey, I'm not praying to you. I'm praying to God. Mm-hmm. But I looked at my dad because I was like, oh, man, I'm about to get in trouble. But in that moment, he did something that would ground me for the rest of my life. He was like, yep, you're going to be all right. So I think about the covering he provided in that moment, the covering to be who I am, to celebrate my skin, to be okay with my curves, to be okay with my hair. And that same covering he provided is a covering I do with and alongside parents to provide political cover with parent power building. So my name is Charlene Mack. I serve as a vice president of national partnerships and training at Innovate Public Schools, and I get to coach and train people at institutions on how to build power every day with those closest to the work.
Thanks so much for being here and sharing that.
Of course.
Ms. Gia.
This is the second time I'm on the Square Pizza Pot, so less nervous this time. my name is Gia Limbothi. I am the director of family empowerment at Sherm Co. We're leading the family empowerment work, family empowerment initiatives at 16 schools and programs across the U.S.
Wow.
14 in Charlotte. So working with CMS schools, district schools, and also charter schools. So excited, proud, happy to be in this work every day, but also wish that I didn't need to do it.
Mm. Yeah, thanks, Gia. Yeah.
That's right.
And I'm going to pass it back to Gia to kind of lead us through a lot of the questions. But again, for those listening, I really want to create this space so we could hear more from Katora about her journey as a parent, as a community member, and also her advocating for what she and her family needs at the school level and why that's so important to her. And then we want, of course, to tap Charlene and her experience around the work she's done currently, but even, you know, sharing the Teach for America experience and you growing up in Charlotte, why school choice, why equity, why family empowerment matters so deeply in like this movement towards more equitable schools. But I'm going to stop talking for most of it and let Ms. Gia Lynn lead us through.
Sounds good. So the Parent Leader Institute is taking place in Charlotte, March 10th to 12th. Child care can be provided for attendees. So naturally, as part of our family empowerment initiatives are growing and we're driving to work deeper in Charlotte, we saw it. We have to teach some of our families, our parents and caregivers, caretakers, to learn to be better advocates. How can they do some community organizing? And what a better way to do it than Charlene Mack?
That's good.
I actually pitched this in with Charlene when we were driving together to a Leadership Charlotte retreat. And I was like, hey, Charlene, like...
captive audience.
Hey, like, you're right there in my car.
Charlene didn't know what was about to happen.
Right. I was like, you're right there in my car. Just turn around. Hey, like, we're on the highway. Like, how about you do this training for all of our parents? Like, what do you think? He's like, yeah, I'll do it.
Is that how my voice sounds?
I don't know. Maybe not as high pitch.
It's okay.
Maybe not as high pitch.
But it was a dope conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Charlene, can you tell us more why PLI is such an important opportunity for families?
PLI, the Parent Leader Institute, is an important opportunity because it shifts the mindset of being a recipient or a bystander when it comes to education and being a driver. Too often, what I love, when Greg asked me earlier, like what I love about the West Side or what I love about Charlotte, I think when I look at parents, there's this myth that parents are, all parents on the West Side or all Black and Brown parents are apathetic, that we don't care. And the truth is, no, we just need y'all to see us in a different way. And we're also not going to wait for you to see us in a different way. So the reason why the Parent Leadership Institute is important is create space for parents to build their political will with tools to drive lasting change. So it started on the West Coast, 200 parents. Like, it's a really dope thing, bilingual space. So when we connected and you were like, yo, can we pull this off on the East Coast? I was like, ooh. Okay, let's do it. Let's try. So that's why I'm excited. It shifts parents from being observers to being the leaders and driving equity for their schools.
Yeah, that's great. Katora, I know you kind of live in the more of like the suburb of Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us more about that experience and how, you know, maybe not being in the space that's like on the West Side that Charlene talks about, like how's that for you?
Well, I will say when I was thinking about school choice, it was important to me when my daughter, you know, was about to start kindergarten. I, you know, went through a number of charter schools. And the one thing that I think I was looking for most was just a certain understanding, a certain cultural understanding of my child and her experience. Mm-hmm. And while I did live in the suburbs and, you know, surrounded by, you know, not so many of people that look like me, I purposefully put her in a school that mirrored her demographic, where she would not feel out of place in that. And that's one thing that it's funny because I, in the space that I work, you know, when people ask me, oh, where does your child go to school? And they're expecting me to say, you know, someplace off of Providence or a private school, mm-hmm. just based on what I do. And when I say, oh, she goes to Movement, Eastland, you know where Eastland Mall used to be, and everybody looks at me kind of like, oh. But I thought it was very important. And I can tell you that I wanted to be heard. I wanted for my opinion to matter. And that's what I felt from the moment that I started her at that school. They make it a point to really meet the children where they are culturally. So, such as when they're in class, right? They have like so many different call and response ways of interacting with the children. And so, you know, these kids nowadays, they're all TikToking, or you know, they are very into the culture. And that's what I was looking for, something that wasn't so rudimentary but still mm-hmm. educational, something that I know my daughter was excited to go to school because it was fun learning and it met her where she was culturally. So I think that even though I live in the suburbs, I was looking for some place that met my child where she was and definitely would support her, because there's no changing the color of her skin, no matter how much what my tax bracket is. Mm-hmm. She's always going to be a Black girl and grow into a Black woman. So I wanted that foundation for her.
Right. And you as a parent, that you had a lot of advocacy and like you use those skills and really push her to, or push yourself, push your family to get her where you thought she needed to be.
Absolutely.
It's great. Can you tell us more, like why you feel so strongly about parent advocacy and like partnerships, parent partnerships with schools?
Well, you know, I think that the school community is an integral part of the overall community.
That's good.
And, you know, schools are pretty much, and have historically been, I think now it's starting to fall off, and we need to get to a place where the school is the heart of the community, where it's not only the place that you educate your children, but it's also the place where parents can get resources that they need to adequately parent their child, or to learn things about what's going on in the community and resources that they can take advantage of. And that's one thing that I like about movement is that the events that they have, they focus on, hey, here are the resources that you can employ, whether it's an art program or a musical program, or here's these summer camp programs. And then also they'll bring in things around home ownership and financial education and those type of things, that it's not just all about the ABCs and the 1-2-3s of your children, but it's also about helping the parents, you know? Mm-hmm. Because as we all know, when you become a parent, it's kind of like thrown into the fire, right? I know when I became a parent, it was like, oh yeah, you know, what am I doing? Like, I just couldn't believe the hospital was letting me leave with this child. Like, you trust me? Oh, okay. She's mine. I know, but I can't. Is someone coming with me?
It's like manual, right? No book.
Yeah, there was no book. And so we assume that parents, because they have a child and they're putting them in school, that they know everything. And they, we really do need that support. And I had to say that, you know, we all say that the children are our future, and partnership between parents and schools can foster and impact the best futures for our children. Mm. And, you know, it's resources for both the child and the parents. And mm-hmm. I think that's what the school being the heart of a community can really bring.
Mm. That's great.
May I ask a follow-up question?
Yes.
That's okay?
Of course.
Well, you mentioned there was a lot, the line you said around the connection with parent and school. What's something you believe is yet to be realized? What's a hope of yours?
You know, the hope of mine is that sometimes I think that I'm just like a little like crazy, but what I really hope is that just how we have the school as the place where kids can find those resources. Like there's a person that they can talk about how they feel, and mm-hmm. You know, that those same resources are available for parents that there is this connection between the school and just the different ministries and other, you know, nonprofit organizations, that makes it a full circle, that whatever a family may be going through, that they can start at school and be like, you know, I just lost my job, or I need help with you know, paying this bill, or something that makes it more of a really a school community where it's not just, okay, drop your kid off and we got them until after school and pick them up and that's it, but it's also a resource for the full individual, the full family. Mm. I'll say that.
So like the community is the school is the community.
Exactly. And, you know, the other thing I will say is that, you know, having the community engaged around that school, even if they don't have children, mm-hmm. I think that there's a lot of people mm-hmm. who, you know, don't have children or maybe like retired or mm-hmm. their children are grown and they're like, oh, I'm out of the school system. Mm. But you,
good point. Yeah.
But you aren't. You yeah. live in that community. You're paying mm-hmm. taxes. Mm. And so your monies are going to mm-hmm. that community. So lend your talents, you mm. know, lend your time, mm-hmm. come in, make copies for the teacher. You don't, yep. Man, mm. you don't have to have children.
You remember
yes.
those days?
Yeah, I was like, yes.
That's an excellent point. Some folks often think that the Parent Leader Institute is only for parents. No, it's for supporters of parents. It's for supporters of education as well.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Mm-hmm. Charlene, I'm going to ask you this. Like, how can we get what Katora talked about? How can we make that happen?
Ooh, I mean, we're taking a step now. Like, shout out to Shermco. I've lifted Shermco in every single funder conversation that I could because of the amazing work. And so, like, you're taking a first step. We talk about how that first step is listening, then you go to learn, act, and reflect. And you are in that listening space. But it doesn't stop there, because I believe a lot of people are listening to parents, but they're leaving it there. Mm-hmm. You all are going to that next step of, like, learning and acting. And so with the Parent Leader Institute, it's getting folks in the room. It's listening to what they want to change, but also not stopping there. It's building those political muscles so that they can become their own agents and also work in collection with one another. So with the Parent Leaders Institute, we'll talk about, hey, once you get folks into the room, what is the structure for ongoing power building so that you can move, act, and win collectively? And not just win, but sustain the win.
Mm. Wow. Can you tell us more?
Oh,
any
baby,
examples?
Yes.
Any wins?
I can give a lot of examples. Let me see. How do I want to flex today? Let's see.
The one that you're most proud of.
No, let's see. Okay, so one of that comes to mind. There is some really amazing work happening in Los Angeles Unified School District. A really dope organizer by the name of Jaleesa Johnson did some work there around Black education for students in LAUSD. You should look it up. I'll let her tell that story. And then a story I'll tell is a woman by the name of Miss Mary. So I remember maybe about 7 years ago, there was a young woman by the name of Taisha Young, and this story is always hard to tell, that was hit and killed on West Boulevard.
In Charlotte.
Yeah, in Charlotte. And what was frustrating is the way that they described it when folks reported out on the various media outlets. They were like, oh, she should have walked to the closest crosswalk. They were like, all these are just inequitable ways that they covered the story. They didn't often talk about how some of those sidewalks weren't the most equitable, or how the lights weren't on. And I remember how there were so many different efforts, well-intended, but so many different efforts that didn't include those closest to the work, including Miss Mary, Taisha's mom. And I remember sitting with Miss Mary, the West Boulevard Neighborhood Coalition, and Miss Mary was like, hey, Charlene, like, I'm not sure if I could use my voice in this space. And I remember being so angry in that moment, because for myself, I remember being triggered about, again, folks seeing you, your dark skin, this out of town, and assuming that you don't have your own answers. You know, sometimes we don't, but don't ever assume that folks, you know, folks closest to the work, they know what's going on. So Miss Mary and I had a conversation. And you all, what's really cool now is, like, they were able to get 5 beacons and 6 signalized intersections fully funded by the city on West Boulevard.
Wow.
And the newest one was just implemented maybe a month or two ago. So when we talk about parents and what parents have the capacity to do, imagine if we would have assumed that Miss Mary wasn't capable of the time because she was mourning, or she wasn't capable because she didn't have this, she didn't have the same experience, quote unquote, as the Charlotte area transportation system. No, she lives on that corner. She lost her daughter. She sees what traffic looks like on that street every single day. But imagine excluding her voice because of all the things that we assume about people and where they grew up, or we assume about parents, or we assume about leaders. The beauty about power is, like, it's literally from the Spanish word poder, to be able to, from the farm workers movement, and just to be able to. Not to be able to if you're white, not to be able to if you're straight, not to be able to if you're Christian. Like, all of those identities are important, but there are various identities. It's just truly to be able to. So we work to be able to alongside parents because they have the best answers.
That was so powerful. Thank you so much for sharing.
Mm-hmm. It's hard. All this work is hard, but it can be beautiful when you work in coalition with others. Yeah, we can realize really great work together. It's hard, yeah. Which is, if it's okay, which is why, again, I want to celebrate Shermco. It's no small thing, Gia, the work that you're doing. And Greg, like, being in 16 schools, Shermco's like 6 years old?
Eight,
my bad.
No, good point. Shermco has been open for 8 years.
Okay.
Family empowerment work has been going for
got
6 years.
Okay.
But you're right.
Yep, no
you
small
it.
Thing.
And you were at one of the first ones at Ashley Park.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah, because I think maybe at one
your
point
niece,
you had a family
right?
member or niece
oh, yeah.
at Ashley Park.
Oh,
you
goodness.
Came to one of our first events, maybe even before you were at
PLI.
Well,
I'm PLI. Back now.
Yeah,
I'm back in Charlotte. I'm going to do more. But yeah, I really want to celebrate you all. And we have to talk about how to take this nationally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are you most looking forward to for this PLI in Charlotte?
Oh, parents like Keturah.
Damn.
When I look at her, I'm like, ooh, we got to have some conversations. Because there's a vision there, there's a hope there, there's a hunger there. Mm-hmm. So imagine, like, we're in about, less than a month, we're going to have 50 of the Keturahs in one space that are wanting to change.
100 Keturahs.
Ooh, 100 Keturahs in one space. That's a beautiful thing, and that's just the beginning. Like, we don't just train and leave folks there. Like, we train and structure right. and systematize and act.
Because you work with them afterwards mm-hmm. as well to... Mm-hmm. make sure these movements go through and things take place. And even after that, you follow up and you mm-hmm. keep going.
Yeah, one of the organizers, I respect a lot of organizers. One of the many is Hannah at Innovate Public Schools. And she talks about how you need institutions to fight institutions. So parents, we're creating institutions with families, organize money and organize people. So imagine the Keturahs moving in movement with 100 or 200 or 300 other folks with a shared agenda, with organized money and organized structure, organized action, and then also monitoring that action. So we're working with parents to create an equally strong civic sector to drive change.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited too.
Katora, what are you most excited about?
I keep looking at Katora like, who you gonna bring, girl?
let's
start it right now.
Feeling pressure. I mean, I think I'm really, really excited about just meeting new people.
That's, yes.
Right? And meeting people.
Because you're not alone.
Yeah, of similar mindsets, mm-hmm. bouncing ideas off of people, really, you know, because this work here, it all started for me just very modestly, very humbly in that, oh, okay, you know, I'm that mom. I want to help. Mm-hmm. I want to, you know, do what I can, give back where I can. And I think with the PLI, it just feels like there's so much more that I can learn, so much more that I can be impactful with. And I'm just really excited to learn that stuff, right? I'm really excited to meet those people and get those resources. I'm just excited.
Also, you're going to be one of those resources yes. as well.
Ooh. I'm looking at you like, ooh, we're going to do some things.
Yeah. I'm down for it.
Completely. And what I appreciate about what Katora lived, like what parents don't realize is that they're doing this already. Mm-hmm. We're just adding to the tools and adding some language to things that they already do. So Katora researching schools, Katora noticing the culture, Katora looking at what is and isn't offered for a baby, Katora researching the bus route. Like, you're doing this already. Now imagine, like, amplifying that.
And knowing how many other parents are also doing that mm-hmm. and having that shared space.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I feel like we're about to start building a movement.
I feel like it already started.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Katora is going to be the voiceover for it.
Ooh. With her radio voice.
I mean, I've been working on it.
That's a whole nother level of sexy that I don't have. Can you say sexy on the podcast?
Yeah, girl, go ahead. Oh,
well, that's like grown woman stuff. I'm almost there.
It's free speech.
I'm almost there.
Yeah, free speech. You can drop an S-bomb if you want. Go for it.
Sugar?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Sanctuary.
Smart.
Mm. Smart is good.
Shermco. Mm. You see how that circled back? Mm.
That's great. Good job.
Greg, do you want to do some rapid fire questions?
Yeah, I would love to. Just a few other things. I just want to, if I could, build off Katora's point. I mean, and Charlene's right, how much you're already doing and families and parents like you already doing. But hopefully, and Charlene, tell me if I'm wrong, but this experience with PLI will also be around what else systems should be doing for you yes. and families like you mm-hmm. To support you, whether it's charters, whether it's the district, whether it's Raleigh in terms of how they're funding schools. I think in this work, we've seen there's so much more that these systems should and could be doing to better support families like yourself. So I'm curious if that comes up or is discussed at all in an experience like this at PLI.
Yeah, for sure. There is without giving too much away, because you have to like truly experience, you're going to walk away like, what the heck did
March
I get 10th. Myself into?
March 10th, March 10th.
There's something called a power role play that will change your life. But yes, we do talk about, but I will speak to a piece of it. It's a framework called the world as it is versus the world as it should be, and how you need power to get from one to the other, and power is rooted in relationships. And so we do some of that dreaming. So imagine Katora like revamping the bus system so that she didn't have to take that 10-minute drive. And then like imagine you doing that with other parents. Imagine raising teacher salaries. But we don't know. We don't tell parents what to prioritize, but we do work with them to lift the priorities and, like you said, build systems and find out to who the right person is to hold accountable. Yeah.
And we've seen, and Charlene, you certainly know more than I about a lot of topics in life, but at least in this, what I've been researching, we don't know what we don't know, right? And in our work nationally, we've seen districts open up offices and employ a full-time parent to be doing this work in whether like their family engagement or family empowerment department, kind of signifying a different trajectory of like how the district wants to support families or schools having, you know, full-time parent staff members on staff, kind of just interfacing with other families while the teachers teach and the principal's principal, but keeping that voice present inside of a school 24 hours a day. And so I just think the options that we've seen across the country are inspiring, but also ways in which we can create those options here that's unique and local and meaningful to what families and parents like Katora want and need, both like at one individual school site, but across the entire school district as well. And so those are things that I get really fired up about.
Same.
Cool. Like, what if the family advocate at the school is a parent who has a student at the school, right? Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of options. And I think, too, like, sustainability-wise, you know, taking advantage is maybe a strong word, but maybe it's the right word. But school should be paying for your time, for your experience, for your insight to help drive solutions and not kind of always banking on volunteers and that sort of stuff. And leaders like yourself and women like yourself have so much insight that you, Charlena said, you've already navigated and skill sets that be foolish not to, one, listen, but two, honor you with money in a way that like drives the work and drives outcomes for schools and the districts. Mm-hmm. Just my thought.
It is a great thought. There, another campaign you reminded me of that's going on right now across California is a statewide tutoring campaign that's doing some similar accountability. The head of the organizing strategy team, is Jose Arenas, is doing some really dope work as well as the organizers.
Cool.
And we'll talk about it more at PLI, but they've created this dope system and structure because there's a high need around tutoring, ESSER funding, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk more about those numbers later. But they built a system of accountability to ensure, like, these tutoring pilots are happening, that the districts, varying districts, are being held accountable, and it's all being led by parents.
Amen. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a few hopefully fun rapid-fire questions. Katora, if there is a parent, a mom, a dad, an uncle on the fence, not sure if they should come to PLI, hang out with you, see Charlene, what would you tell them to push them off the edge and to see them on March 10th?
I would tell them to, come on, man. You know, your children's future depends on it. You are more powerful than you know. You have a lot to offer. And who knows better than you what your children need, what your community need, where the deficits are? Who knows better than you? So you should be there in order to learn the strategies to fill in those deficits, to build that power in order to make those changes that you want to see in your community.
Yes, ma'am.
I see a video in your future.
Miss Mack, you're a little maybe more biased, but in a good way. But what's the final 30-second upsell to get more as many Charlotte residents to join us on March 10th at PLI?
If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, come out.
Mm.
We're not going to waste your time. We're not going to waste your resources. And if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, come on out.
And we have a registration form that we've kind of been blasting to our network and social medias. Charlene, how else can people register or find out about this opportunity?
Yeah, that's the main way, the form. But if you want to, you can also email me at cmack@innovateschools.org. And that would be the best way.
Cool. Miss Katora, favorite musical artist you're listening to right now?
Ooh. You know what? I just happened up on a woman called Jane Hancock. She's like a mix between, I don't know, she sings, she kind of raps a little bit.
Okay.
And I just, you know, it's one of those things where you listen in the iTunes and they like just go through most recent music.
Mm-hmm.
And her song came on and then like I immediately went to her, her whole album. And she's backed by like Snoop Dogg too. Okay. So like he like raps on a couple of her tracks and yeah. I just discovered her, and I'm an R&B baby, so I love R&B.
Mm-hmm. I can tell by the hand. You buying? Anyway, we'll talk about tickets later.
Ms. Mack, we're all going to go to Beyonce.
The budget, though. What's the budget? What's the budget for these tickets?
Okay.
I think Gia's got us covered. I heard her employer is super nice. Great salary, great benefits, really fun to work with, cool podcast. Anyways, Charlene, what musical artists are you listening to right now?
I have so many. Teyana Taylor is the first one that comes to mind.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just a dope vibe. I believe it's a KYSE. I forget the last album. It's not her newest one, but okay. I'm a huge fan.
R&B?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great. It is.
Miss
Katora, what does Square Pizza remind you of?
Square Pizza, you know, it reminds me of, because I grew up in New York, so
in the Bronx, right?
No, in Long Island, okay. Queens, Long Island.
Okay.
And it reminds me of like what they call is like Mama Slice. It's like the old school slice of pizza, right? But it's not a Sicilian because it's flatter, but it's like just like a little bit of cheese and like the best sauce ever. So that's what square pizza reminds me.
You're a pizza connoisseur.
Yeah, like, makes me, she's got levels so to many, it, right? Yeah, yeah.
I have so many questions about the sauce.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, growing up in New York, I will say that even though I'm Southern Black, right? That's where my mom's from, Alabama. My dad's from Virginia, but they moved to New York. My mom just got used to cooking all types of food. So even like on Christmas, I'll make the quintessential, you know, collard greens and macaroni and cheese, but I'm also making a lasagna, right? And I'm also cooking my sauce overnight, you know? So it's like that, if I had to say, you know, soul food, and then it would be followed by Italian food and then Caribbean food. Like that's my whole zhuzh right there.
We're going to Katora's house.
I was gonna say, save us a plate. Yeah, save us a plate. We'll be through.
In fact, I actually have a culinary degree from Johnson.
Oh. You have a catering business, don't you?
I have a catering business too. I do a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay.
Yes.
I wonder if they might need some food on March 10th and to get a little side contract going here.
I'm all about hooking folks up. Yeah. So let's talk.
Let me know.
Miss Charlene would love to know what square pizza reminds you of.
Oh, it reminds me of my mom. She worked in the cafeteria of the school I went to. Okay. So it just reminds me of that. And anytime like the school food wasn't up to what she believed was to par, and if she didn't cook dinner, she would like hook it up in the back. And folks would be like, whoa, what is that? And I'm like, my mama made it. So, yeah, I'm thinking about her today.
I love it. Happy birthday to her.
Thank you, birthday. Yeah.
Ms. G, any final words for the listening audience about these lovely guests, PLI, family empowerment work?
Just come to the PLI. Just come.
Great.
Show up.
Charlene, final words, thoughts, advice, jokes?
Ooh, a joke. Man, I usually have good ones.
Man, you had me. I was like, she's going to bring one.
I was like, how corny do I want to show them how I am? No.
Millions of audience.
Yeah, they'll see at the PLI. But no, the last thing I'll say is, yeah, come out. We won't waste your time. We're uniquely positioned to equip parents for long-term change, which is why I love what I do. So, yeah.
And also, like Charlene had mentioned earlier, Charlene did grow up in Charlotte, so having the PLI in Charlotte probably means a lot to you.
It does. It makes me nervous because I think about just all the things, all the isms, all the things, but I also think about the possibility and the hope. Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to underline that first ever PLI conference in the East Coast, in Charlotte, maybe in North Carolina. So as you think about building this movement and amplifying the work, lifting up great leaders like Katora. So excited. It's the first time ever. It's a big deal. It's incredible.
So just audience, be careful if you ever jump in a car with Shermco. It will lead to a national training on the East Coast.
It's a good business model. It is. Start riding around.
Hop in the car.
Get people hop in the car, come out with a new idea.
Carpooling.
Charlene needed a ride.
I did need a ride.
And I think it was like a two-hour ride.
It was a two-hour ride.
So I was like, okay, for sure.
Blaster like that. we'll give Katora, the parent, the final word.
Yes. I'm just so excited. I'm really happy to be doing this work, happy to be, you know, have the opportunity to lead and build my power to make an impact in my community. And I'm so excited that you guys invited me to be a part of this podcast.
Of course.
It's my first one.
You crushed it. 10 out of 10. Yes. 10 out of 10.
I feel like we're going to have you on everything now.
That's right.
Yay.
Thanks so much for checking out the Square Pizza Pod, making a few selfish requests. If you enjoyed the episode, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps spread the word about the podcast, and share this with a friend. We appreciate it. Thanks.